Upon initially hearing that a new film titled Black Panther soon would be coming to a theater near you, my gut response was, oh no, I really hope this film will not be a rehash of the highly controversial Black Panther Party of the late 1960s and 70s. Who would be cast as Huey Newton? Who would play Bobby Seale? And how would they be presented? Well, happily, my fear was unfounded. This Black Panther is strictly Marvel Comics, and it is the latest of the currently fashionable Hollywood blockbusters that highlight the heroics of Marvel Comics characters. But there is a difference. Not only is it a high-profile title, but it is one whose superhero character just so happens to be black. And it features some A-list talent. Its director is Ryan Coogler, an up-and-comer whose previous credits are Fruitvale Station and Creed. Its cast includes just about every high-profile black actor who is not named Denzel Washington, Viola Davis, or Octavia Spencer. Its stars are such younger generation performers as Chadwick Boseman, Michael B. Jordan, Academy Award winner Lupita Nyong'o, Academy Award nominee Daniel Kaluuya, and Emmy Award winner Sterling K. Brown. The older generation is represented by Oscar winner Forest Whitaker and Oscar nominee Angela Bassett. Now, as I say, the superhero in Black Panther is, well, a black male. But there also are warrior characters who are female and who are anything but stereotypically passive damsels. And its considerable artistic successes aside, will Black Panther primarily be viewed as one more standard contemporary action-adventure sci-fi thriller whose chief purpose is to dazzle the senses and entertain? Or will its casting and its characterizations in any way be political? And more to the point, given the current climate in our country, will some of those from the far right simply resent the presence of a black superhero, not to mention some tough, no-nonsense women? Now, prior to the Black Panther premiere, reports surfaced that its early ticket sales were huge, and it was projected that the film would take in as much as $150 million in domestic box office during its opening weekend alone. And there also were reports that far writers were allegedly scheming to somehow lower the film's numbers on Rotten Tomatoes, a website that tracks film review ratings. If they succeeded, they then could brag that a film like Black Panther would fail with audiences. For after all, no one beyond some narrow demographics will care about black superheroes. Now, in recent years, a number of major films have explored the history of racism American style, or focused on black suffering. These titles only begin with Hidden Figures, 12 Years a Slave, Loving, 42, Selma, The Help, and Marshall. These films feature stories that must be told. They represent a once upon a time in America that should not fade into history. But at the same time, Black Panther is a film about a black Superman with a mostly black cast. Its central character is played by Chadwick Boseman, who is fast becoming this generation's Sidney Poitier and Denzel Washington. And to my way of thinking, what is so terribly wrong with that?